The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I am so excited to be featuring an up-and-coming artist. She's amazing. She's super talented. Her name is Evie Bamford and she is chatting with me today about a brand new first single released today. How cool to be able to chat to you about this, Evie. First of all, how did you get into music? Like, tell us about your musical journey.
Great question. I've been playing music for most of my life. My dad is a guitarist. He's an amazing flamenco guitarist. So I was around that like all through my childhood. I actually started with clarinet. That was my first instrument that I learned when I was 7 years old. So yeah, kind of stuck with that for a really long time. I was a huge classical nerd when I was a kid, played in orchestras like all through high school and stuff. And then picked up the guitar when I was maybe 10, 9 or 10. And so kind of had these like two very separate practices, you know, where I had the classical kind of stuff. And then on guitar, I was learning a lot of Taylor Swift at the time and, you know, taught myself a couple songs and a couple chords and just would like learn my favorite songs and stuff. And then, yeah, I didn't really start writing songs until maybe I was about 15 or 16, but hated all of them. I never showed anybody. Like, I never did Rockquest. I never did Play It Strange. It was always a very, very private thing. And then I only actually showed anyone any of my solo music, any of my solo project, like 2 years ago now. So when I was like 23. So it was a long time of it kind of only really ever existing for myself. And I mean, I play in other bands and played other people's music, but was always, yeah, too scared to show anybody else the inner workings of my mind and my own voice. So yeah, this single marks my first ever single of that project, which is very, very exciting and very scary.
And did you find, like, it's such a great background, I think, having started on something like the clarinet and building your way through. I think it gives a really good musical understanding when you've like played different instruments and different genres. Has there been like a significant artist that comes to mind who's like influenced you the most on your musical journey?
I mean, I think there's lots of different artists in terms of like my playing, like being an instrumentalist. There's lots of different artists. In terms of the my songwriting, probably the artist that when I found her music, I was like, wow, like this is the closest that I've ever heard to anything that I want to make, was Ellis Phoebe Lou, if you know her. Yeah, super, super beautiful chordal progressions and really amazing at creating these huge worlds where the instrumentation really, really fascinated me. And I think because of my kind of classical background, I find like instrumentation a really important part of it and the layers of different voices and especially melodies. I think with clarinet, it's obviously a melodic instrument, whereas guitar can be melodic and also very chordal and rhythmic. And so I think that played a huge part. But yeah, I love Ellis Phoebe Lou and artists like Faye Webster and yeah, those sorts of people.
And with Moneybag, which is out today, so excited for you. How is it like bringing that to life? Like, what was the process like and how long has it taken you to be like, right, this is going to be it. This is going to be my first single?
It's a great question. I actually haven't really thought about that. I got my band together, my incredible band that I'm very fortunate to have played with me. We played our first show in December last year. So we actually haven't been playing together for a huge amount of time. And this song, as it's to go way back to like the song's origins, I guess. When I wrote the song, I wrote it all in one sitting, which never really happens. Like I wrote pretty much all of it except for the bridge in one sitting and didn't have any of the lyrics. Like I just sat down, played some chords and just like sung lyrics over it. And as you'll know, the lyrics are like rather silly and fun and yeah, a little bit ridiculous. And it was just kind of, you know, I sat down and I just had some fun and I really didn't think I was going to do anything with it. I showed my partner, you know, when he got home and was like, oh, I wrote this really dumb song. And then he was like, oh, it's actually really good. Like you should totally do something with that. So yeah, I played it with my band for ages. And then the recording process for the track was we recorded everything live. So the band, we recorded live up north in Matakana, just in a big room together. And then I just recorded everything else at home over a couple months. And I actually recorded a bunch of other songs that will be coming out early next year as well. But this one the reason I chose it for the first single is just because it's really fun and it's happy. And even though it's kind of ironic in that way, because it's kind of about some heavy topics, but in a really fun and silly and satirical way. And I think that that's just a nice way to start the project, to be like, here is this like really fun, feel good, happy track. And then I can come in with all of the sad stuff later.
You're like, just wait for what I've got for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you self-produced the song as well. That is amazing. Yeah. So what was the process of that like for you, Evie?
Well, I've never produced anything before.
Well, now you have.
So yeah, it was a lot of learning. And I mean, I don't have a lot of, you know, audio engineering experience or something. I did a couple courses on it when I studied at music school. And my setup is very basic, you know, I just got a couple mics and have Ableton and did it in my room, but it's not soundproofed or anything in there. So yeah, it was super fun, like so much fun to be able to do it at my own pace and to do it, you know, where I felt comfortable. But it was also, I never knew if I was doing it right. You know, it was like, I was like, is this going to work? Wasn't really ever quite sure. And then thankfully, once it got to my mix engineer, Tom Broom, he was like, wow, you've recorded your vocals, like absolutely, whatever mic you use, whatever room you did it in, absolutely perfect for your vocals. And I just borrowed a good friend of mine, Ellie's microphone. I was very fortunate to borrow a nice mic from him and recorded it in the vocals in my parents' wardrobe, because I was just house sitting for them when I needed to record my vocals. So that kind of validation, like from Tom, was really lovely, because I was like, oh, is it gonna be all right? But yeah, I think it was all right. So it was a lot of fun, very rewarding, but it's different obviously when you're doing it all yourself and when you're just trying to fit it in when you can, because it ends up taking up all of your free time, rather than when you go into a studio, you go in, you have your time, you bang it out, and then you leave. And it's like you can compartmentalize that experience. But when you're kind of just adding things a couple hours here and there and after work and on a weekend and whenever you have the time, I think it can become a little bit all consuming in a way.
Absolutely. It's a real labor of love. But something that was so special about the way you've recorded it is, I think, in the future, looking back, when you hear the song, you'll be like, that's right. That was, you know.
Exactly. I learned so much, like with the trumpet. We recorded the trumpet parts with James, who plays in my band, and he's amazing. His parts are amazing. And we recorded them in the room that I'm in while we're chatting right now. And it's just a very small room. And I don't know how to record brass instruments. Why would I know how to record a brass instrument?
I don't play
brass. I think that was also a lot of work in the mix stage to kind of get it in the sound, to sound the way that I wanted it to sound.
It's such a great song. And not only is it your first single that is being released, you've got your debut headline show coming up as well at the Ponsonby Social Club, which is such a great spot. Mm. How do you feel about that?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so scared. All of the feelings all at once. But it's going to be really fun. We've played quite a few shows this year and since our first ever show last December. So I think it'll be really nice to have an opportunity to come together and celebrate with my band and with all of my friends in whānau, and for that to be the main thing. I'm really looking forward to that. And I actually also just recently announced that my wonderful mother and I, she has a small business, she makes perfumes, and we have collaborated to create like a new perfume to symbolize the release. So we'll have bottles of that perfume for sale and samples for people.
That is so special. So beautiful. Go mum. Mm. That's
yeah, cool. She's awesome. Check her out.
And also, Evie, like, what is 2026 looking like for you? We're right on the cusp of it now. What are your plans for next year?
Such a scary question.
I know, I'm sorry. It's a really tricky one.
No, I think like music-wise, this project-wise, there are more songs on the way. I haven't announced it yet, but I'm too excited and I just want to share. It will be, there'll be an EP coming out. So this is technically like the first song from that, but I've just trying to tunnel all of the attention into it being a single. But there will be a bigger body of work coming out kind of early next year. And I guess we'll see from there. Depending on how that goes, will be how the rest of 2026 goes.
I'm confident it's going to be an incredible year for you.
Oh, thank you.
Also for our listeners, how can they find you and follow your journey, Evie? Like, what's the best way to find your music?
Yeah, I'm Evie Bamford on everything, which is Bamford. And I'm on Spotify and Bandcamp and Apple Music and all of those things. And best way to stay up to date with what I'm doing is probably on social media, which is, yeah, just Evie Bamford on everything.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, Evie. And next, I'm actually going to play your song for our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
So I will let you do the little intro if you'd like.
Kia ora, this is Evie Bamford, and you're listening to my song, Moneybag, on Fresh FM. Enjoy.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.